From Tidbits on January 11th, 2010, this is the audio edition of How to Schedule Software Update Downloads, written by Chris Pepper. After Jeff Carlson's article, Gutenprint Updates Printer Drivers Without a Lot of Bandwidth, readers suggest a few alternatives to the core problem he ran into, the HughesNet bandwidth cap during all but late night hours. The solution is obviously to schedule software updates to download updates only during the few unlimited hours the HughesNet allows during the middle of the night, something that appears impossible using Apple's software update preference pane. Here's an overview of possible solutions in case you find yourself in a similar situation. Macworld's suggestion. In an article in Macworld, Chris Breen pointed out that when you click the Check Now button in System Preferences Software Update, the system automatically schedules future checks to start at that time. So if you click the button at 11:10 p.m., future automatic checks will also occur at 11:10 p.m., assuming the Mac is on and not sleeping. To avoid staying up late to retrain software update, just reset the time appropriately in the date and time preference pane, and then click the Check Now button in the software update preference pane, as I've done in the screenshot. When you're done, reselect the Set Date and Time Automatically checkbox in Date and Time. Remember that if you ever click Software Updates Check Now button manually at some other time of day in the future, you'll have to repeat these steps to retrain Software Update for its late night checks. Note that in all current Mac models, the Energy Saver pane in System Preferences includes a Schedule button, which you can click to bring up an interface for configuring the Mac to turn itself on or wake up automatically. The command line answer. As a Unix user, I'd used Apple's Software Update command in Terminal to download Apple's updates and the standard Unix cron tool to execute when it runs. Every minute, the cron program checks a list of scheduled cron jobs and executes any that match the current time. Wikipedia has full details about cron, and Apple has several useful manual pages that will help if you want to go this route. The command software update --download --all will download all outstanding updates, but not install them. This is suitable for running nightly at 11:10 p.m. on a HughesNet connection, as the download should be completed by 4 a.m. when HughesNet reactivates bandwidth caps. If the download fails, the Mac will simply try again next time. If you're comfortable with Unix, you can simply use crontab-e to then add an entry like this, go read it in the website, to download any outstanding updates at 11:10 p.m. daily, and to skip sending a status email each time. Each update appears in your default downloads folder as a folder containing a package and a .dist alias. Simply open the folder and double-click the .dist file to run the updater. The manual option. Of course, you can also download updates manually from Apple. A Tidbits reader wrote in to suggest downloading required updates from the Apple Support Downloads page, either with a web browser or a scheduling downloader, such as Speed Download. This approach is particularly useful if you're caring for multiple Macs, since one installer can be used on all of them, as compared to Software Update, which downloads each updater independently on each Mac. Manually downloading updates also makes sense if you have a fast connection, perhaps at work, at a friend's house, at a coffee house, or at a public library, and can easily burn CDs or DVDs from Macs with slow or limited connectivity. In the end, whether you choose to reschedule a software update from System Preferences, work through the command line, or install updates manually, download caps imposed by certain service providers needn't prevent you from keeping your Mac healthy and up to date. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks to Chris Pepper for rounding up all of these solutions.